There is matter and there is spirit. In the West, people don't actually have proper understanding of the spirit. They think spirit is the mind. No, mind is also matter, subtle matter. Spirit is completely non-material, it's diametrically opposed to matter. What is spirit? Spirit makes matter function in a totally non-material way. Like, for example, matter by nature is inert. Matter is inert. Take any matter. This harmonium, this table, this seat, this floor, this room, this walls, this building, the road. These are all matter. And these are all inert. Matter by nature is inert. But we, although our bodies are made of matter, but we are not inert. We are conscious. We are living. Now what makes us alive? We can consider there's a distinct difference between a dead body and a living body. A body that has been alive for so many years and had been functioning in such a wonderful way, all of a sudden, all the functions of the body stops. Why? Because the body was alive due to the presence of the soul, spirit soul, and when the soul leaves the body dies. To begin with, the body is actually a dead body. Body made of dead matter is what kind of body it is. Body made of dead matter is naturally a dead body. But this dead body is alive because of the presence of the soul in the body. As long as the soul is present in the body is alive. The moment the soul leaves the body becomes dead. Now, what is the soul? Where did the soul come from? What is the characteristic of the soul? If we want to understand, we have to study the appropriate books, scriptures. We can start off with Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, all these understandings have very clearly been given. At the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is distinguishing the difference between matter and soul, body and soul. And then Krishna is establishing the characteristics of the soul. The characteristics of the soul is this: it's immortal, it's eternal, it's indestructible. That is the characteristic of the soul. The soul cannot be killed. It cannot be cut by any weapon. It cannot be burnt by fire. It cannot be drowned in water, or it cannot be dried by air. But the soul is totally unaffected by any of this material phenomena. And then we get to know that the soul is not a product of material nature, rather the soul comes from the spiritual sky. And in the spiritual sky there is a supreme spiritual personality who is the supreme controller, and he is God. And he is a person. It's not that he is an energy. Yes, he has a spiritual energy also, but he is not the energy, he is the energetic. This material nature is a manifestation of his energy, but he is the energetic. And that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.